Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, August the 26th, 2012. It's the birthday of the novelist Christopher Isherwood, High Lane, England, 1904, whose books include The Last of Mr. Norris and Goodbye to Berlin. The French poet Guillaume Apollinaire, born in Rome, 1880. Apollinaire, who said, "I love men not for what unites them, but for what divides them, and I want to know, most of all, what gnaws at their hearts." It's the birthday of the writer John Buchan, born in Perth, Scotland, 1875, most famous for his thriller 39 Steps, which later became an Alfred Hitchcock movie, about a man bored with life in London until he becomes the primary suspect in a murder case and finds himself on the run from the police and from the villains. John Buchan wrote it while he was sick in bed during World War I. It's the birthday of the novelist and playwright Zona Gale, born Portage, Wisconsin, 1874, author of Miss Lulubet and Evening Clothes. And it's the birthday of the crossword puzzle editor Will Shortz, born in Crawfordsville, Indiana, 1952, grew up on an Arabian horse farm, spent a lot of his time riding his pony or playing in the woods, until one day when he was 8 or 9, his mother had her bridge club over to the house, and she wanted to distract her son for the afternoon, so she divided a piece of paper into a grid and taught him to write letters in it and make clues for the words. And after that, he was hooked and published his first crossword puzzle when he was 14. Went to the University of Indiana, thought he would go to law school, but never took the bar exam. Worked for Penny Press, a puzzle publisher, and then Games magazine. And then in 1993, he became the puzzle editor of the New York Times. Will Shortz, who said, "Of the natural problems we face every day, very few have concrete solutions. But with a puzzle, you have that feeling of completion, which is very satisfying. You have not a solution, but the perfect solution." Here's a poem for today by Grace Cavalieri, entitled Tomato Pies, 25 Cents. Tomato pies, or what we called them those days, before pizza came in, at my grandmother's restaurant in Trenton, New Jersey. My grandfather is rolling meatballs in the back. He studied to be a priest in Sicily, but saved his sister Maggie from marrying a bad guy by coming to America. Uncle Joey is rolling dough and spooning sauce. Uncle Joey is always scrubbed clean, sobered up, in a white starched shirt after cops delivered him home just hours before. The waitresses are helping themselves to handfuls of cash out of the drawer, playing the numbers with Moon Mullen and Shad, sent in from Broad Street, 1942. Tomato pies with cheese, 25 cents. With anchovies large, 50 cents. A whole dinner is 60 cents before 6 p.m. How the soldiers bust in from Fort Dix would stand outside all the way down Warren Street waiting for this new taste treat, young guys in uniform, lined up and laughing, learning Italian before being shipped out to fight the last great war. Tomato Pies, 25 Cents, a poem by Grace Cavalieri from her collection Sounds Like Something I Would Say, published by Create Space Publishing and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.